Hey everyone, welcome to the 2021 in the Wellness and Self-Care Podcast. Happy New Year and Happy Christmas for the ones who celebrate this. Sorry for being inactive, but a lot of things have happened this year. But I'm back and I'm so happy to be back with new things and really exciting projects. So welcome and let's start. So for this new year, you may think, well, it's a new year, a new me, and a new lifestyle. So I got you these amazing tips that will help you get a new routine and find a better you. So let's start. So if you know yourself, you will identify your essential, I mean, what defines you and what you really are. And that is actually what you're going to keep doing or keep being for this new year. Of course, just positive things and positive attitudes that you really feel that you are and you want to keep those for this new year. And well, you should write that as a new year resolution. And well, talking about that, I know all of us, we are creating New Year purposes and New Year resolutions for this year. So this is a tip that everyone, especially me, needs to know. It's be realistic. Try to be the most realistic as you can, because you sometimes dream so big and, well, it's like so unrealistic. So, eliminate every excess, for example, that you need. It's not really necessary to achieve that goal. You can eliminate it. It's not necessary. So, this doesn't mean that you have to stop dreaming. But, I mean, you can dream big. Like, it's really possible because big dreams go to big goals and big achievements, but also small goals. So, try to eliminate, like, the excess and, like, try to be the most realistic as you can. And that's how you get to have a really goal that is, like, really gonna happen. Now, for a healthy lifestyle and a new you, the one that matters is only and only you. So start this new year emphasizing in the self of you. For example, more self-love, more care for you, a happier you, meditation, or maybe expressing yourself, expressing your feelings. And yes, like that. Once I heard, if you want to change your environment, in this case, your own life, first, change yourself. And this is so true because the change is in you, in only you. Okay, talking about writing New Year resolutions, I know we always write like, I want to do this or I want to try that. But think about this. Why not write who you want to become this year? Like, I want to be more of this, I want to have more of this in my life. Like, include something that involves you. And also, at the time of starting to, like, doing your goals, start smart and small. I mean, like, in January and in February, you can start with those small ones that you can get done in a few days, in a few months, in a few weeks. And then you go, like, growing and growing up those goals till they are big. And in December, you will have a lot of goals that were smart and done. Also, if you want to start the year with a new lifestyle, that depends on your habits. So you decide which ones you want to keep, like those good ones, and which ones are bad. So you are going to stop doing them and leaving them in the last year. And then you can create better and new ones that are like healthy and are wellness in self-care for you, and maybe you're wondering like how to keep those habits in your life. Well, be conscious of what you're trying to do and try to reward that positive thing that you just did, so the habit will make you feel good. And especially if there is something like benefic for your health, for your life, for your studies. So why not reward it? Then, if you do that every day, at some point, it's just gonna be automatically, and you're gonna be great because you just rewarded, but it's gonna be automatic and you won't have to think about it because it's already in your routine. So now that we're talking about habits and goals, it's like you say, oh, I'm gonna do this and like whatever. But sometimes we plan something and we maybe like say, no, it's too impossible, and it seems that it's never gonna come true. So we left it in like in just a plan and said, no, I'm not gonna do that because it seems to be so impossible. But for this year, try to encourage yourself and make all your plans happen. And like, how? Well, you need to have those in mind and make a list or a track about what you need to make that real, and plan how you're gonna do that, like happen, how you're making it true. But the most important thing is be kinda realistic with that plan, and that's it. Well, all the tips that I've said are the ones that you need to start a happily, healthy, and great new year. So this is the end, but first I'm gonna say today's quote. So, and now we welcome this new year, full of things that have never been. So the change in this year isn't only you. Now that is the end of this episode, I'm really happy to be back with new things. New projects are on the way, so I'm so happy that you listened to all this episode, and I hope all these tips help you to start a new lifestyle, for example, if you want to change something. So this is just made for you, so thank you so much for listening. Follow on IG as Self and Well, and see you in the next episode. Bye!